is Katie Hunter for MMA UK. I'm here with Lee Mitchell, who's headlining Cage Warriors Academy Southeast 25.
Yeah, I can't wait to be... obviously, I fought on the last card as well as the main event, so it's just nice to be main event again on this one as well. Just excited to be competing again.
And a change of opponent for you already.
Yeah, I know. I was meant to be fighting Damien Ahmed. Pulled out with an injury or something, so I've got another guy from Italy. The last guy I fought from Italy was pretty tough, so should be a good fight. I imagine they seem to be pretty tough guys.
How hard is it to just keep rolling with whatever new opponent you get? Is it a different game plan for him, or do you just try and impose your own game plan?
For me, anyway, it's more about imposing what I'm going to do, implement my wrestling with the most guys, until obviously I come across a good wrestler, and then we'll see what happens. But lost my train of thought.
You did say you wanted to show off your hands, though, more in your next fights. I know you said that to me after your last one.
I say it every single fight, but it literally never happens. I always want to show off my striking in the gym. In the rounds, I'm more of a striker. But obviously, on fight night, the win's more, the most important thing, not kind of pissing around and trying to do something that maybe the other guy is either better at, or just play it safe and wrestle people to death.
And we haven't spoken on camera since your last fight. Congratulations for that, because you picked up a win in December. I had to go all the way to Italy just before Christmas.
Yeah, Italy was funny, to be fair. Me, Jack and Charlie Falco went out to Italy. It was quite a bit of experience. And it's the first time, obviously, I fought abroad, which was cool. So it's like a little mini holiday before Christmas, and it just made Christmas a little bit sweeter, coming off a win, like literally 4 days before Christmas. So that's good.
And is it any different going away with like a small crew? Because obviously loads of your fights have been in Colchester, where you've always got massive support.
Yeah, it was a little bit weird, to be fair. It was unusually quiet. Like the day kind of just, it was just a super quiet day. Usually we're all together. Everyone's kind of getting ready for their fights, kind of like together. It's kind of big like team day, really. Everyone's together, we go get food or whatever. But literally just me, Jack and Charlie. It was still nice, though. It was a different experience.
We're getting a Mooney over here from Sean Carter.
But yeah, it was cool anyway. It was nice that Charlie and Jack was able to spend their like hard-earned money coming to like support us in Italy as well. Like flights and stuff, it's expensive, as you can imagine, before Christmas. But the whole experience was good. Tough fight as well, which was like, you're snoring. Jack, if you don't know, literally snores worse than anyone I know. He sounds like a dying...
Were you all in one room?
Yeah, we was all in one room. Like there was
four of you.
Yeah, it was three of us. Three of us, me, Jack and Charlie. But so like me and Charlie was on either end of the room, and Jack in the middle, and I tried to put my headphones on to try and block out Jack's snoring, but it was just, it was 4 o'clock in the morning, and I felt like just giving him a kick. But
so how hard is it to fight on no sleep?
Different. I'll blame my rubbish performance on that. So I'll blame Jack for that.
You said it was a rubbish performance, but you got the finish in the second round. But every like kind of thing I saw online, you said you made a meal of it. So why were you unhappy?
I feel like I just did make a meal of it. Like got caught with too many shots, got sloppy with my striking. He was a tough guy anyway, so it's never going to be easy fighting a tough guy. But got rocked pretty bad as well for the first time, so it was kind of tough to come through that. Managed to get a takedown, kind of in the scramble, took his back, got the choke, which obviously I was over the moon about, but afterwards I was just so like annoyed. It felt like I took a step back, obviously coming off such a great performance in Colchester, without sounding too big-headed or whatever, but like I was happy with that. To go in and having a fight where I didn't really feel happy with the way I performed, obviously it's nice to get a win, but I just wasn't happy with the way I performed, so that's why I really want to, well, I've been working hard to try and kind of maybe take away from that fight and not make as many mistakes, but yeah, it's what happens in fights.
Does it not give you confidence though to come back from adversity like that?
Yeah, it knows that I can actually take some hard shots. I can kind of weather the storm a little bit and still come out on top and get the finish, which is nice to know that you can be tested and be kind of tough enough to come through and get the win. So sometimes it's just who's a tougher guy. Yeah. Like, but it's nice to know that you're capable of that as well, do you know what I mean?
And getting good training in here tonight, we've obviously both been training, that's why I look like this.
Yeah, the rounds, like sweaty rounds, loads of people on the mats, but all
high level guys here.
Yeah, there's loads of guys here. Like there always is. There always high level guys here. Little cough from John McGuire.
UFC vets, UFC current roster fighters.
There's always good guys. It's always nice to get rounds in with like the more experienced guys for, and like obviously like the UFC Cage Warriors guys, and it's always nice. I love it. Get my ass kicked a little bit at times, but it's nice to know that you can spar with those guys as well. Do you know what I mean?
So, still tickets available for the show.
I've got so many tickets, like it's the usual kind of shebang. Everyone's like, ah, like make sure you save me a ticket and then fight week I'm running around, but sort your tickets out before, don't leave it till fight week.
Drop a message in the comments, I'll pass it on if you want to. Good luck with the rest of camp and can't wait to see your headline on the 7th of March.
Yeah, oh thanks. I'm looking forward to it anyway. I know like everyone always looks forward to them cards, they're always such good cards.
Yeah.
So it should be a good night.
Shout out to your sponsors.
Shout out to another barbers in Witham, Anthony King, my chiropractor at Cairo Health Braintree, Sweden Dodge Fightwear, Raw CBD.
Put you on the spot.
Yeah, I know. Who else we got? Not awesome. Jesus, they're all gonna be sending me messages because I ain't mentioning them.
And all the others that he hugely appreciates.
That's it. Jay Deverell was sending me like loads of like Herbalife gear, was keeping me topped up with supplements. I pretty much do think that is it. But there probably ain't. I'm gonna get a hateful message from somebody. You never mention me, but I always do on Instagram anyway. They're all good guys and they all look after me, yeah. So that's good. They make things easier for me, definitely.
Good. Good luck with the rest of camp. Stay fit and healthy.
Thank you very much. I will try.